that boss don't like you. It don't matter if you didn't get the promotion you thought you was going to get. God says, I will turn it all around for your good. God will work it out for our good if we don't throw in the towel.
Yeah.
We can't lose heart. The devil don't want us to receive what God has for us. The devil don't want you to come and tell your testimony. He don't want you to come to this altar and tell your testimony, because guess what happens when you tell your testimony? It alerts somebody else to say, wait a minute now. God is still in the blessing business.
Yeah.
She said she's been delivered and set free from drugs and alcohol. What? God did it for her. He can do it for me. So then the devil gets mad. He want to put some more stuff on you. See, he's tricking.
Glory.
But God said, tell your testimony anyway. You got to push. The Bible says faith without works is dead. The work is in the praying. The work is in the pushing. It's going to get a little hard sometimes. It's going to be painful. When we had children, it was painful, but we still had to push.
Yeah.
We had to push through. They say, I see the crown and keep going. Push. I see the miracle. Keep going. Push. I see your breakthrough. Push.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're trying to get somewhere. We got to push. I got to have two people, because I'm like, Jesus, I got to demonstrate. We push. You trying to get somewhere. This your breakthrough over here.
Yeah.
You trying to get there, but you got all these obstacles. We talked about that. We got obstacles in our way. Just about when we get there, it's in our way. We can't get. Then we get frustrated. Yeah. I can't pay this bill. I got laid off my job. Nothing's going to give up. And then I go back. But if I could just press my way through, then I can get to my blessing.
Yeah, yeah.
God wants us to push. Press my way through.
All right. Glory,
yes,
glory.
Yes.
You got to get those obstacles out of the way.
Hallelujah.
If we resist the devil, what are you going to do?
He'll flee.
He'll flee.
Yeah.
So we can't play into his hand. If you know God delivered you last week, why he can't do it again this week?
That's it, that's it.
If you know God paid your bills last month, why he can't do it again this month? You have to have faith. He ain't even asked you for a whole lot of faith. He said just the size of a mustard seed.
Come on now.
But we've been walking this journey too long, honey. We got to be more than just a little mustard seed.
That's it, that's
it. Get to do though. But you got to come out and increase your faith. We say, Lord, enlarge our territories. Well, you got to get some more than that, just that little seed of faith.
Come on now.
You got to believe God like none of.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you say, Lord, enlarge my territories, guess what? The devil just heard you.
Yeah, yeah.
He coming with his guns packed.
Yeah.
But guess what our weapon is? Pray.
Yeah.
Our weapon is pray. Pray until something happens. I ain't going to give up. It ain't happened just yet. I ain't going to throw in the towel. I'm going to keep coming. I'm going to keep coming. I'm going to keep praying. Because I know God is going to set us free.
Yeah.
I know God is going to heal. Prayer changes things.
Yeah, yeah.
Verse 5 says, yet because this widow troubleth me. Because she keep coming. She didn't give up. She said, avenge me of my adversaries. She could have said, let me get revenge. It's two different things.
Come on now.
Revenge is meaning when you want to retaliate against somebody. You ready to fight. But no, she said, avenge me. I want justice to be served. It's a difference.
Good teaching.
Yeah. It's a difference. He thought that it was him, but God had already worked it out. God had already worked that thing out. God knew what he was getting ready to say. God had already worked it out. This was the parable that he was telling the disciples.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to see this in your mind, in your spiritual mind. You have to see this. Jesus said, hear what the unjust judge said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like nobody.
Come on, teach it.
Did you hear what he said? I don't have no regards for nobody. Because when we thought that we didn't get the job, when we got laid out, they thought it was them.
Come on now.
All right.
But it was God setting you up to take you somewhere.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
When God sets you up, can't nobody block you. Verse 7 says, if this man did it, won't God avenge?
Ooh.
If the unjust judge did it,
come on,
what you think God's going to do? God's going to give us justice.
Yeah.
I don't care what's going on out there in the world. God is going to avenge. What you think God is going to do? To his own elect. That's those that have given themselves to God. Those that worship God in spirit and in truth. Those people are the elect. Those that put down their own agendas to pick up God's agendas.
Watch out now.
Those that cry to him day and night. Those are the ones. You ain't got to worry because God's got your back. God is going to protect you. And look what he do expediently. He can do it speedily in spite of all that happened in verse 1 to verse 8. In spite of all of that, in spite of the teachings, the life applications, the struggle, when the Son of Man comes, he done showed you all of these miracles. God has blessed your life. God has put you back where you once was and gave you a whole new life. But all of that, all that God has done, when Jesus returns, will he find you faithful?
That's it. That's it.
Or will he find you complaining?
Oh, come on now.
Will he find that you have thrown in the towel? All that God has done for us, even though it don't look like where we trying to go, we still struggling. But you don't know my story. I'm still struggling. But God said if you continue, keep coming. Have faith. You got to do some things. Because faith without works, so there's some type of works that we have to do. Which means we got to keep pressing. We got to keep praying. We got to keep coming. It may not look like what we want it to look like. May not sound like we want it to sound. But when we just keep coming and keep praying, God is going to do some things. We got to push. Until something happens. Push until something happens in the White House. Push. Pray without ceasing. Until something happens in the church house. Push until something happens in our house. We got some things need to be fixed in our own homes. But we are too busy trying to fix everything else everywhere else. But God is going to fix it even in our homes. God is going to fix it. So we got to get there. We just got to push. It might be hard.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Back might be hurting. Legs might be hurting. But I'm going to push. Some days I might get knocked down. And I just got to drag along. But I'm pushing. I'm pressing. I'm pressing toward the mark. Because I know on the other side.
Hallelujah.
Victory is already ours.
That's right.
But the devil tries to put things in our pathways. He tries to drop little things. He sends his angels that may look like us, may dress like us, may talk a little similar, but it's the devil. He tries to trick us. But God says, keep pushing. We got to keep our eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. The prize is my mansion. I'm getting ready for my mansion. So everything that I do down here determines if I'm going to get my mansion. So I got to live this life the way God has ordained me to live it. Why? Because of the shedding of the blood.
Go ahead.
do it. But Jesus did it for us. He knew we was coming along way back then, over 2,000 years ago. He knew we was going to be saved.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't serve a God that would have my best concern like that in mind. He knew I was going to mess up. He knew even when I got in the church, I still was going to mess up. But he said, let me die for her. Let me die for you. Jesus did it for all of us that we might have life, have a right to the tree of life. I don't know about you, but I want my name to be written in the Lamb's book of life. I want to receive my mansion. I don't know when my last day is coming, but I'm going to praise God until it gets here. You may see me jump and stop, but I'm on my way to my mansion. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to stop me. Nothing is going to stop me. Jesus did it for us. The death, the burial, the resurrection was all for us.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
That's why we're here today. That gives us the ability to push. You know, when we was in the hospital having our babies, we knew it wasn't time to push if the doctor wasn't in there. But once we saw that doctor, we knew it was comfortable. We could push. But once we see Jesus in our lives, that gives us the ability to push. Tell your neighbor to push. Pray until something happens. Don't give up. Your marriage might be jacked up from the floor, but keep praying. Keep pushing, because God is going to heal it. Because he said he would. He's a God that cannot lie. If he said it's going to happen. If you can't pay your bills, God said, I'm going to be a provider for you. He's Jehovah Jireh. Be a provider for you. Don't give up. Don't bow out to Baal. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
The author and the finisher of our faith. If you need a healing in your body, God can heal your body. God can heal you.
Thank you, Lord.
He can do anything but faith. I bless God this morning because God is a good God. I see all y'all up in here that have gone through some stuff, but you're looking good. You don't look like what you've been through. We don't look like what we've been through. We've been to hell and back, but we don't look like it. We didn't get burned. Ain't God good? God is an awesome God. And he's worthy to be praised. If you know he's worthy, come on and stand on your feet and give God praise. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's word is still worthy. He's still worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I tell you, I wouldn't be in this place right now. I definitely wouldn't be standing up behind this pulpit. But if it wasn't for God on my side, I wouldn't be in this place today. Come on, I bless him. Come on and bless God.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, oh God. We bless you, oh God. Come on and bless the Lord.
They want a new relationship with God.
They want to know God in a real, in a very real way. They want a healing in their bodies. Now is the time.
Yes, Jesus.
As we open the doors of the church, now is the time.
Glory.
If you need prayer, now is the time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's in the midst.
Yeah.
Whatever you need from God, God's got it. I told y'all on last week, and I'm going to let the baby sing. The last time I stood here, I told you how I was laid off of my job. Didn't I?